The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Bryn a Davies. Dear Rini.
Bryn?
Oh, Stewie. Oh, it's courtesy to knock, you know, boyo.
Bit chambered this morning, aren't we? Here's some mail for you. What is it with you, Bryn? You're not the old happy bloke you used to be.
No, I'm not too grand, that's all. Mail for me. A touch of indigestion. Oh, God.
Bad news?
Oh, I've got to go to court, I have. Over that idiot of a drink driver. Got to give evidence.
What's so bad about that? You know what I reckon? I reckon the more you're away from the house, the safer you are, mate.
How do you mean?
You're not likely to set fire to it. Try to burn your worldly possessions to a frazzle.
All right, boyo.
Never knew you'd like your bacon that crispy.
All right, now, boyo, I've had enough. I'm sorry. Things getting on top of me there. I'm all het up. Giving evidence becoming a full-time occupation. Drink drivers, fellow next door.
Ray Colcliffe.
And today, I'm losing you and my bloodwin.
Yeah, Bryn, off to sunnier climes.
I'll be lonely, see? Never realised how it meant to have my family around. Got used to being alone after Kath died. Looks like I've got to acclimatise again.
What about your neighbours?
Oh, I never watch it.
I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Colcliffe. Right, that's better. A smile back in your chubbies.
Yeah, everybody needs good neighbours. Never a true word spoken. I certainly have. Too good.
You've lost me there, Bryn.
Oh, I'm sorry. My aged tongue running away again.
You better cheer up. You heard what the fire brigade said. Alcohol, tiredness and depression don't mix. Especially in a pan full of lard.
Ray, not so fast, I can't keep up. Learn to walk before you can run.
I'll run you up them wooden hills in a minute.
Oh, promises, promises.
Hey, why don't we...
I'll tell you why we don't. We're looking after Nevy. So take that spangle from your eye and concentrate on your step.
Hey, sounds like we're doing the waltz. Hey, remember, one, two, side together. Turn me now, back of the settee. Our Cheryl on the stall, we Wendy. People will be calling them the Trotters. You clapped eyes on that van. Del and Rodney's supposed to have three wheels. It's a Reliant.
No, you can't be reliant on Wendy's. It refuses budge these cold mornings. It chugs, it coughs and splutters. But it won't budge.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, look, that's his little toy. He's been looking for that.
I fancy leaving it there. I could have gone flying. You never got that at the Tynall. What you playing at, little fella? Your granddad hadn't made a will yet, and you weren't going to get a mention anyway after that attempt at murder.
Oh, look at his face. Don't frighten him. He's only teasing you, Nevy. You had enough?
My ticker stopped ticking then. I nearly went flying. Oh, sit me in a chair. Oh, I reckon I've done about 30 mile any route.
Oh, 30 feet more like.
Hey, gonna knock it. Little by little, bit by bit, this head, by degrees.
Oh, you're doing very well, Ray.
Fine dancer I were. Swept him off the feet.
Oh, tripped him up, you mean.
I used to have to make him form an orderly queue, otherwise mayhem would take place. Screaming, stampedes. Fred the used to call me.
Because you look like Freddy Parrotface.
Astaire, Fred Astaire.
Listen, Doc, while you're dreaming, mind if I pop them pants round Bryn's?
What now? Do you have to?
Well, poor soul's done without since the fire.
Clumsy old drunken sod him.
You know what he's like for his fry-ups. I shan't be a minute.
Shan't you?
All right, Doc, I thought we'd add all this out.
Oh, don't forget to tell him we're flitting then.
Do you need out before I go? Right, 5 minutes.
At most.
At most. Love you. Bye, Nevy. Nana's poppy next door for 10 minutes. Be good for Grandad.
Right, and tell him we'll have that game of cricket. Tell him we'll play for the Ashes.
The other ones you ordered?
Aye, that's them. Non-stick, like I am.
Oh, not very flattering analogy, I must say. Lightening yourself to a frying pan.
You and I mean. Every time I get myself close to you, you seem to slip away from my clutches.
Oh, so I'm the Teflon and you're the sausage. Oh, Bryn, silly sausage. We can't make it work. I've got to put my cards on the table. For a while, I thought... Well, when Ray was injured, I needed somebody. You were a brick, Bryn. You always made it clear that you'd be there when I wanted you. And I'm ashamed of myself because it's been so one-sided.
One-sided? It seemed a mutual attraction to me. Deluding myself, was I?
No, of course you weren't. Well, now Ray's toddling again. Oh, I don't know. It's funny. You'd have thought I'd love him more. It'd get stronger. Oddly enough, I can't say that's happened. Not to the extent I thought. I even wondered whether I'd done my job now. You know, supported him through his illness. And now I could just hand in me notice.
Hand it in, Rini. Hand in your notice.
Oh, and now he's on about flitting.
Flitting?
Not 5 minutes since I told him I loved him. Now I'm here with me head on your shoulder. Oh, this isn't like me, Bryn. It can't carry on. So I'm going. I came to bring you your pans and to tell you we're flitting.
So give up. That's what you're saying, Rini. You're saying you don't like yourself because of me, because of my advances. So stop.
Let go, Bryn.
But I want you.
Bryn, it's too tight.
I can't stop myself if I want you. You're not moving, Rini. Stay here. Stay with me.
I can't.
We'll move, but move with me. I've asked you that before, and I'm asking you again to consider...
Bryn, Duck, you're hurting me arms.
Kiss me.
Bryn!
Do it, Rini. It's been pent up inside you all these years. Now kiss me.
No. Look, I asked you not to do that, Bryn.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. Some stupid wave of passion, I don't know.
Oh, I'll go.
I'm a lonely man. I'm losing Blodwyn today.
I know. But you shouldn't have spoilt it, though. We said we'd wait and see. Oh, listen, Bryn. Oh, I've got to say it. Ray wants a game of cricket.
Cricket? He wants to play cricket? After what just...
If you don't come, he'll wonder why.
I'm sorry, Jeannie. I'm out of breath.
I'll forget it, Bryn. Go on as if nothing happened. Look, I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye, girl. I'm sorry. Sorry, Bryn Davis, you fool. You bloody great fool, you.
What do you think, Nev? Brighten the place up a bit or what?
I think it's great. When you said paint the hall, I thought you meant the outside. I like this. This huge gargoyle with a stick of dynamite in its mouth.
Look at the next one. He's blown himself to pieces. The church is in ruins.
Seems a bit OTT on the anti-smoking message.
Ask Tiz, he's the artist. He's got real talent.
Oh, they all have. They're decent, honest, blameless kids. And you're right. Boredom breeds violence. Give them something to do. Give them a ball and they become gazzers. Put a brush in their hands and they're budding Da Vinci's.
Tiz's problem's more specific. He was molested.
Child abuse. How'd you know?
He told me. We were alone together, painting, and he opened his heart.
I always thought there was more to it. I mean, to think Ray called him a lunatic. Well, if he knew that...
hi, Dawn. How's the mural?
You're leaving today.
I hate to, but business. Back home, it's middle of summer.
Can I come?
Oh, maybe one day you can come over. Have a Coke at my beach cafe. Would you like that?
I've got you this. It's a going away present. It's not much. I made it.
A crocodile? It's beautiful. Thanks, Dawn.
It's a draft excluder. Put it by the door of your beach cafe. Every time it opens, you'll think of me.
Slug!
What the...
It's Tez. He stormed out. I'll go.
Leave him. Leave him, Nev. He'll be back. Okay, Dawn. You better get back to school.
I've got a free Stewie.
Are you sure, Dawn?
Yeah. And anyway, we've got to say goodbye to Stewie. We all have. Haven't we, sir?
Right, Bryn. Right arm over, six to come. Sir, she need a McBreakfast for you today.
Aye, look at that, tail of a pound to a penny, that's a four.
And you'd have been out.
Pardon?
Caught, by golly.
Oh, by golly, right you are.
Ouch! Leg before.
Oh, not so hard, boyo, that's a corker, you know.
Hey, what's up? No bacon in.
No, I was off to chapel this morning, boy. In a hurry I was. I'm very grateful for being fetching my new frying pans, though. Yeah, now that must have been a four.
Never, it's a long boundary on the offside.
Oh, you're not joking, my lord. That was straight off the middle of the bat.
Aye, well done you, Mark Ian Bolton's autograph.
Yeah, rugger's my game. As soon as you're out of the chair, I'll show you the ropes.
No, keep it low. You gotta flick your wrists, one. Just as you hit the ball, flick your wrist to keep it low.
Right. Like that, you mean?
Ah, that's the way. Right, two to come.
Quick single, I think, there.
Now, to it.
I'll never make it. I'll be run out.
Yeah, you'll be all right. The aim's not what it was.
I'll chance it.
How is he?
In.
Yeah, we're flipping him eye out, man. You blade one a dime.
I was in my
crease. Yeah, we're in the crease eye, but your blade were in the air.
I'm out of breath, boyo.
You cheat.
Boy, I got him up fair dose, boyo. I don't take kind of being called a cheat.
But you are a cheat, man.
Where's the umpire? I want to see...
Oh, stop arguing, you two. It's like a kindergarten. Cricket in the middle of winter, indeed.
Summer in Australia. Is he out or in?
Who?
Him.
Oh, I'd know. In.
There. She knows I'm no cheat or any
jammy beggar. Want to come, and this time you're going back to the pavilion, pal. Hey, oh, I told you to flick your wrist.
Never mind my wrist. What about my greenhouse?
Six and out.
Right, that's it. Stumps. Somebody's going to get hurt, and you're frightening little Nev.
That's your fault, boyo.
My fault? You belted the thing. Hey, you're right, mate. You've gone purple.
You throw that ball. Your arm was bent. It could have hit my pigeons. That was downright maliciousness, not gamesmanship.
No ball, then. Hey, I tell you what, though. Smashing shot.
Tez. Are you coming back in, Tez?
Not while that Aussie's about him, no.
You okay, mate?
Be glad when he goes back down under. If I had my way, he'd be 6 foot down under.
You don't mean that.
I just wish he'd leave my girlfriend alone. He's always sniffing round her.
More truthfully, Tez, it's the other way round.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a problem till Jason Donovan turned up with his poncy crocodile stories.
Tez?
What do you want?
What's up, Tez?
You better go back to your Aussie. See if he's got any draft he wants excluded.
I'll leave you two to it.
It's only a poxy going away present, Tez. Grow up. Anyway, I've got you a present and all.
What is it?
Open it and see, Durbrain.
Thanks. Oh, a tape. Oh, the farm. Cheers, Dawn.
Have you been crying?
Me? No, it's the pain fumes.
That's dead romantic. It's a belated Christmas present. I didn't buy you one then because I thought you were a gonk.
Am I a gonk now?
Not if you promise to quit doing stupid things, like holding people at knife point.
What about him? You know, Rolf Harris?
Gone.
Gone?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you get me? I didn't say goodbye. I liked him. And I trusted him.
Poem for Rini by Brynard Davis.
Right, Bryn, it's au revoir, mate.
Oh, Bryn, will you never stop this nonsense?
Blood and me have almost finished packing.
Huh? Oh, I was just gathering my thoughts. I'll be lonely now, Stewie. I'm coming, Bloodwin.
Poetry. You've been hearing the whiskey again, haven't you, mate?
I love that woman. And he threw that ball at my leg, and then a bouncer. He knew I'd clonk it straight through my greenhouse. Oh, my leg's throbbing. I'll have a pound to a penny there's a whacking grape bruise. How would I get it seen to, really? I should. I feel all tight. Painful.
Tight? Get up, Bryn. Let's take a look. But hurry up, mate. I've got to catch a plane. Are you okay, Bryn? You've gone all pale. Bryn? Oh my God, all right, mate. Hold it there. A blood one? He's collapsed. Call an ambulance.
Mark Bickerton wrote today's episode of The Coal Cloths, which was devised by Tony Perry. The serial is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coal Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.